I should have recorded that. That was great. My mother never said such nice things about me. I'm telling you. Anyway, I'll talk a little bit about Purim. The very last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah called Sifrei Nevi'im V'chol HaKesuvim Atidin Libatel Limos HaMashiach Chutz Megillas Esther Harei Kayemes Kechamisha Chumshei Torah V'kehilchos Shel Torah Shebaal Peh She'enam B'teilim L'Olam. All right, so Rambam says something which is amazing. The Rivet over here takes issue, that literally we're going to decommission. We're going to decommission the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, loss of level. The Rivet finds this he finds this intolerable to even conceive. Amar Ram Davar Adyotus Huzeh Kiloi Bato Sefer Mikol Asforim Shein Sefer Shein Bo Limud. Right? You can learn something. How can you decommission them? There's always something to learn from them. Kacham Rafil Libato Shasar Milikros Behem Megillah Lotiba Milikros Osad Betzibur. So the Rivet, who feels he understands which Makaris the Rambam's working with, says the Pshat is that maybe we won't read Koheles Betzibur anymore. We won't read Shir Ashirim Betzibur. Just Megillas Esther is the one thing that there'll be a Kriyat Chova, obligatory reading, with Tzibur, as the other things, I'm not going to do Shir Hashem because in public, but of course, it's Torah, okay? But the Rambam says that, and the question is also what the message is, because you say, because he has in mind, the other famous Chazal, that the Moados, Lost in Love, are going to be bottled, except for Purim, and according to some Yom Kippur, and we'll address that. That's not what the Rambam means in this first line, because that's what the Rambam says next. And he says, V'api shekol zichron atzoros yibato shenema kirishko atzoros harishonos v'chi nistru me'enai yimei apurim lo yivato shenema yimei apurim lo yavru mitach Yehudim v'zichrom lo yosef. So that's the second part of the halacha, that yimei apurim lo yavru mitach Yehudim. It's the one chag that we're always, we're always going to remember the gzera of Haman, and we're always going to celebrate Purim. So the first part of talking about how Nach is going to be decommissioned, right? And Yemos HaMashiach already, not even Olam Haba, right? Yemos HaMashiach, where the Rambam Paskins, literally Ein Bein, right? Nothing changes in Yemos HaMashiach, except Shibur Malchus. So the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be decommissioned, but Megillas Esther is different. And it says, Harei Kechamisha Chum Shei Torah, V'Halochas Torah Shebaal Peh, She'enam B'teilim L'Olam. So it says there's Chumash, there's Torah Shebaal Peh, and then there's Megillas Esther. These three are in the same category, and that separates them from the rest of Torah. And it's something which, we have to try to explain. I have to say, parenthetically, that the Rambam who holds Torah will never changes, as opposed to this Baal Sefer Ikrim, but the Rambam, the ninth Ikra of Yud Gimel Ikra Emunah, Torah will never change. So it's an amazing thing, because the Rambam, as opposed to Rashi, I'm leaving this just as a side caution, not something impossible to work out, but there's a machlokas, between the Rambam and Rashi. We know Yerchiv Tantor is Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, right? Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Lamed. Right, so what's Mikra? So Rashi says right there, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. You don't really have to learn Nach. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, seemingly in his Hakdamah to the Yad, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, says you have to learn the whole Tanakh. So this is something, it's a little practice that has to work out, as if Halacha will change. That, now we're mitzvah to learn the Nevi'im and Ksuvim al Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it seems Lasu Lavo not, Lasu Lavo meaning days of Mashiach, right? While there's still mitzvah still apply, and that's a little prop we have to just hold in mind and see what we work out. But I want to get to the main issue over here, what the Rambam says that the Rivet finds impossible to say. He calls it Dvar Hedyotos, that Mamash Nevi'im and Ksuvim will be decommissioned. But Megillah is different. Megillah, where Shem Shemaim is never mentioned once, right? That's different. That's like Chumash and Halacha Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. So that was something amazing to contemplate, and we'll get back to it in just a minute. So we mentioned before that there's the Shonos in the Medrash, that add, in addition to Purim, everyone agrees, Yimei HaPurim lo yavru mitocha Yehudim, right? Purim will always be celebrated, and Baruch Hashem, live without Purim, not me, right? it'll never end, right? But there's another one. You pay a price for that. Yom Kippur also, right? There's a lashon and medrash like that. Yom Kippur also. Also going to be. So what is the common denominator between Yom Kippur and Purim that makes them, right, the eternal holidays? You know, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. At one point will no longer be necessary. Right? However you understand that. But you may have Purim and, according to some, Yom Kippur also. So everyone knows the famous Tikkunei Zohar, that Yom Kippurim, right, is a day like Purim. Yeah, Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. So obviously it shows that there's a connection, but it also shows that they're different. This is a day like Purim. Purim is different in a certain way, is higher. So now the Goyin on that Tikkunei Zohar says something amazing. So, you know, by every Yom Tov, you need Chetzio LaHashem, Chetzio Lachem, right? You know, by all the Chagim. Right? Then we pass the Kurb Yeshua. Okay. Right? So you have a problem. Where is the Chetzio Lachem by Yom Kippur? Where is the Chetzio LaHashem on Purim? Right? If you do it right, you get started right after Megillah in the morning. You get started, right? That's, right? The Goyin asks this question. And the Goyin says an amazing thing. They're two halves of the same day. Yom Kippur and Purim are twins. Right? So it's the 24 hours of Yom Kippur is oila to be the Chetzio LaHashem of Purim. And the 24 hours of Purim is oila to be the Chetzio LaHashem of Yom Kippur. Amazing thought. Right? What does it mean? But it's a monster there. Yom Kippur and Purim are two halves of the same day. One's Besor Chetzio LaHashem, that's Yom Kippur, and one's Besor Chetzio LaHashem. So, we mark them like this. The Gemara says in Yuma, Das Samach Tes, I believe, even before Shacharis was so long, before Anshef Esamdol, you gave us formalized prayer. You wonder what they were thinking. You guys can lighten up. It's Purim next week. Lighten up a little bit. They gave us formalized prayer. Life used to be a lot easier before that. You daven freestyle. Right, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah. Except that there was already a minhag, an established minhag that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah formalized. You didn't always praise God saying Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora. Because they followed Moshe Rabbeinu's lead. Because, why is it about to praise Hashem at all? Whatever you're going to say is going to come up short. All right, so he took a lead from the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Akel, go to give an arch, Elohim, Sabbat, look after your God. So you didn't always, even their freestyle prayers, addressed Hashem as Akel, go to give an arch. So then came Chorben Abayis by Swishim. Right? And Daniel and Yirmiyahu, they dumped saying, Gibor Anora. Right? They say, listen. Goyim Mishabim Bodov, Ayeg Vurosov, they're oppressing his children. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might? Right? Goyim Mecharkrim Be'echolo, Ayeg Norosov, and the Goyim were dancing where the Beis HaMikdash used to stand, where the Shechina used to be. Where's the awesomeness? Right? So then came Anshei Knesset HaGedolah V'chziru HaTorah Liyoshna. They came and they restored it. And they said, Adarabba, Hein Hein Gvurosov, Hein Hein Noirosov. Right? That's just the opposite. It's a matter of perspective, right? These are his gvuras, these are his neuros. Hey, name gvuras of days, kovish kaso, right? If you see someone beat up on your kid, you don't tolerate that. You say, no, not you. I'm the one who hits my kid, not you, right? So the brush is kovish kaso, so he doesn't wipe out the guy, even though they're mishtabra. So hey, name gvurosov. Hein hein no rosov, shomoi morosha kodesh baruch hu ech umeyachol iskayim ben umos. That's his awesomeness. If not for the awesomeness of kodesh baruch hu, how do you explain Jewish survival? Umos kayim ben umos, that's awesome. So that's what's neira. The miracle of Jewish survival in Gaul, that on one hand we don't assimilate, and even though we never assimilate, they also don't exterminate us. That's neira. So the question is like this. Daniel and Yirmiyahu belong to the Tekufa of the Nevi'im. That's, one step up the chain. Zkenim le Nevi'im, Nevi'im Masru Alam Shekhnas Sagdala. how did the Amshik Nasagdola come to this great, you know, big breakthrough, you know, this Chiddush in outlook that Daniel and Yirmiyahu couldn't, you know, they didn't see it. They didn't see it. How could Amshik Nasagdola see what Daniel and Yirmiyahu couldn't see? I was like, all right, so the Roshiva of Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, explained, you know, part of the puzzle. And that is like this, that, you know, during the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon, where there were Nisim Gluyim, we know that the Bayis Sheni was missing five things that were in Bayis Rishon, right? There wasn't the same level of Gilui Shechina and Nisim Gluyim. So it's called that, you know, that Am Yisrael lived in a Mahalach called Ha'aras Panim. Rebbe Shalom revealed the Shechina. Right? You know, you went to the base of Mikdash, you knew there was a God. Right, liros is pidel don Hashem. It was horas ponim. That's why they're nisim gluyim, right? You know yourselves, you know, that the second base mirror wasn't that way. You know the second base mirror is when, you know, tukuvah spai sheni is when all the apikorsa start from stukim and the baisusim and all the different, you know. Sadly, you couldn't see Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the literal sense. You know, it's still a din re'ia, right? But it's not. You know, it wasn't mamash liros pidel don. All right, so Bayis Rishon is a tkufa of Ha'oras Panim, of Gilui Shechina, where the truth is revealed. All right. So now, you know, coming into Golos Bavel, right, and so now the Shechina leaves. So now we go into a tkufa of Hester Panim. Right? And that's been the Hanhoga ever since. It was never fully rectified by Binyan Bayis Sheni. Right, like we said, you know, all the apikorsas started during the Kufas Bayis Sheni. It's not, it was never that type of level of Gilui Shechina, and that the MS was revealed. So that's called, we went from Ha'oras Panim to Hester Panim. So Rosh Hashiva said like this, if you grew up in a matzav of Ha'oras Panim, you have no way of looking at, you know, Golos, you know, the matzav in Golos as being good. Because from where you're standing, you know, seeing that a transition from Ha'oras Panim to Hester Panim, there's no way you could see that as good from where you're standing. Anshei Knesset Hagdola grew up, they came of age. This is the Sanhedrin that there was in the days of, you know, the beginning, the dawn of Bayis Sheni. They came of age in the Golos. They grew up with Hester Panim, right? You know, so therefore they were able to, you know, try to understand it as it really is, right? As it really is, you know, coming from Hester Parim, from Oras Parim, no way you could relate to it, you know, as Hain Grosso, Hain Narosa. If you're born with it, and that's all you know, so you're open to, you know, understanding of, you know, seeing what's good about it, since you're not coming from something that we would call better. Now, that's what the Roshiva said. All right, but to go a little bit deeper into this, one still has to ask, right, where did they get that breakthrough from? Yeah? What was the inspiration? Right? So as Rosh Hashiva explained, you know, they grew up with Hester Parim. They didn't know Ha'oras Panim. Right? So they could, you know, judge it on its own merit, as it were, not match it up against Ha'oras Panim. Right? But what flipped the switch? What was it? Adaraba. Heinen Gvurosa. Heinen Gvurosa. What does the term Adaraba sound like? Adaraba. And this, the Radziner, Rav Gershon Henoch of Radzin, says, you know, that, you know what tipped off Anshei Hagdola? This was the Sanhedrin in the days of Mordechai and Esther. Right? They saw the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim, the Vinafochu. The Vinafochu is the Adaraba. Hein Hein Grosa, Hein Narosa. The big tip that flipped the switch. And, you know, God is in Hester upon him also. Right? That came, they learned that from Purim. They looked at it from Purim. You know, and in the words of my other Rebbe, my other spiritual father, Moshe Shapira, Zechron Levracha, right, he used to say, you know, that we have to realize, his words, Hester Panim is Eich Panim. Right? Hester Panim is also one of the faces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a face called Ha'oras Panim. Hester Panim is one of his faces also. There's only one God. And Umachuso Bakol Mashallah. Right, the Rebbe Shem just has two different styles of revealing himself and governing. There's with Ha'oras Panim, and there's Hester Panim. But we have to realize Hester Panim is from him also. All right, and that's what Purim reveals to us. And now you understand what it means. in a famous Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Esther min haTorah minayim, vanochi haster aster panai. And so it says from the pasuk, Esther panai, vanochi haster aster panai. Right? The message of Purim, right, is about this idea that you realize that Hester Parim is Hashgacha also. Everything's Hashgacha. When you have a good yom, just say, it's a terrible thing if people say, I had a neat piece of Hashgacha protest today. If you had a bad day, you also had Hashgacha protest. Right. You still, you don't want to own up to that because you're being punished. Right.
It's not so easy to say. Right?
What?
In 9/11, there's like a lot of Hashgacha plus pure like the Davini. He said, there's also a lot of Hashgacha people died in the tower. They also were supposed to, you know.
Yeah, of course, there's a time to say. All right, no, once we're here, you know, because it's, at least it's Purim Dick. I bring it in my sefer. Believe me, I'll donate a copy to the Kaila on a, you know, my sefer, Yugim Wickram, which is all based on Yaakov Weinberg's Torah. You know, so we have an entry there on what's Emunah, what's Das, right? So how do you, you know, what is the best hakdar of a person's Mechusar Das? So I bring in there what I heard from Rav Nachum Lansky, in the name of Rav Huttner. He says, you know, it's a mechusar das, right? He says that, you know, you have a imagine chas v'shalom lo aleinu, a terrible tragedy, a younger man, you know, gets killed in a car crash and leaves a young, you know, a young almana and mawish kids that will never know their father, they'll never have a memory of their father, right? So like, you know, and so you come to the shiva house where the lights are dim and everyone's sitting on the floor, you know, and you could feel the avelos in the air. And some guy walks in Bermuda shorts, you know, and Ray-Bans, and says, listen, it's so dark. Turn on the lights. You know, what's with all this depression? You know, depression's bad for you. And mitzvah gadol lios besimcha, right? You gotta be happy, right? Atzvah's the worst thing, Rabbi Nachman says. You know, Atzvah's is that killer. None of this. You know, it's bashgacha protis, right? If he's dead, it's probably good for him to be dead. And let's say he's in hell. Let's just say. I knew the guy. He wasn't much good. Hell is good for him. It's going to bring him to Olam Haba. Right? Right? That's Mechusar Das. Right? No, yes, of course. Adelo Yada, right? So it's an appropriate time to, you know, make these comments. But it's true.
I'll take it.
Right. Yeah, no, nothing personal. Right? We're friends, right? But it's talking the point. You know, Hester Ponim is also Pnei Hashem, right? Everything's equally Bashgacha, right? And that's what we learned from Purim. Yeah, it's a. There's a very simple question you should ask, right? The, it's called Alkem Kriyam Eilu Purim Al Shem HaPur. So call it poor. Haman threw one dice, right? The poor. And Alkem Kriyam Eilu Purim Al Shem HaPur. So call it poor. Why is it called Purim? You know, because Amalek's way of thinking, which is the way most people think, is look, you only have God in your life if you're having a good time, if you have horos panim. So there's just only one way, there's only one side, and which means chas v'shalom, that there's shtei rishuyas, chas v'shalom, you know, that anything that comes from Hester Parim must be, you know, so evil, as if evil has its turf and evil has its day also, and that's an Amaleki way of thinking, right? You know, of course, he's playing for the other side, so he feel poor, right? You know, the dice to see when will be the greatest Hester upon him, Vanochi Hester Hester upon I, and it was taka true in that generation. It's far and right that, you know, Rabbeinu Bachai says this, you know, that in that door before the Nes of Purim, Adar was really a bad month for us. It was not Mazel Tik for us, you know, but, you know, and that's what we say in the Asher Haini after we read the Megillah at night, right? Poor Haman Nehefach Lipureinu, right? The dice of Haman, you know, became our Purim, plural, because we came to realize Hester Parim is also a type of Hashgacha. You're never like, you know, so even if things are less pleasant in Hester Parim, you're never abandoned, or you're never outside of the realm of the Ribbono Shel Olam's singular reign. So here's the thing. Hama min ha-Torah minayin, hamin ha-Eitz. So it's a Das Tovara. So everyone knows the famous Nefesh HaChaim. That's really adding a pirush to what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim. You know, these ideas of Tov and Ra, they're very relativistic. They're not absolute terms, right? As the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, right, the Adam before he ate from the tree thought in absolute terms of emes versus sheker, right? So there's what is versus what isn't, right? Tov and Ra, you know, you're not saying that the Ra doesn't exist. You're not calling it sheker. So it's not pleasant. It's not nice, right? And once you're in that perspective, as the Rav Chaim explains, once you're in that type of perspective, so you could even see bad in the good and good in the bad, because you're not thinking absolutes of what is versus what isn't, right? As opposed to the Eitz HaChaim, right? So now, the gift of the Torah that's called, that's from Eitz HaChaim, it's not a coincidence. Hadar kiblua bimei Achashverosh. Right? They totally reaccepted the Torah again, and it was a tikkun for Kaflim Har Kegigis. You know, the message of the Torah is, you know, is the emes. And what is the emes? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ata Reisel Adas ki Hashem Elokim Ein Oid Muvado." As Chazal qualified, "Bo Moshe vehemido afilo b'chalolo shalom." Of course, he didn't say God's just in heaven. Of course, it's right here, b'chalolo shalom. God is everywhere. I mean, he and his malchus and his hashgacha are everywhere, right? That's the emes that Moshe Rabbeinu revealed, right? That's the spitz of the emes of the Torah. And Ramchal talks about this, you know, it is the central sugya of the Sefer Das Tfunis. You know, you never get off that theme. You know, as some say, Joseph Persei, it always goes back to the idea of Eino Muvado, right? That, you know, the ultimate revelation is that we have to understand that, you know, there's nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only his Hashgacha, right? So where does the bad stuff come from? It comes from Hester Ponim. And Hester Ponim comes from him also. There's Horus Ponim, there's Hester Ponim. So now, under Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Mahalach of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, right? So it becomes very, very clear, right? Moshe Rabbeinu with the Aspaklaria Meira and the whole Hanhoga that there was under him, that every day you ate man that came from Shabbat, right? And you had from the Be'er. That's interesting. It's brought down from in the name of the Ari, right? That Haman is the, you know, Haman, you know, he gets his koch from the Achorayim of Mon. What does that mean? Because we know that the Mon was our Parnasa in Shoresh, right? It's the Shoresh of Parnasa. And Lamasa in Primius Ha'ashir, Ish Lefi Ochlo Lakatu, everyone had enough. Just the difference is v'shotam v'loktu. If you were, you know, some people had to do more shtals to pick up their mon, and some had to do less. That how righteous you were is how close your mon fell, and that's all the shorsh of how parnasa really works. Parnasa is really mon that comes from heaven, and if you're worthy, you have to make less shtals for it, and if you're unworthy, you have to make more shtals from it. But that's when your parnasa is benigla. You see that it comes min hashemayim every single day. Mizal shalom k'suvim lom roshana roshana. So on the Moshe, you see that parnasa comes from heaven, literally. Well, came from heaven. And you saw that if I have to work harder for it, it's because obviously I'm not worthy. It's not because the Ishtadlus makes it. It all comes from heaven anyway. V'shatom v'loktu. Yeah, some people have to just work harder because just as a punishment. Yeah? But then, you know, then the parnasa goes into levushim, gets hidden in all the different dark Ishtadlus. You know, in the levush of your job. I mean, not a kol stipend. No, that's not parnasa. Whatever. It comes wherever it comes, right? You know, however it comes, but it hides in these levushim, in this Hester Ponim. And that's what Amalek likes. That's what the Haman gets from the Achoraima, what follows the Mon, what's behind the Mon. You know, he thrives on the illusion, you know, of how all the levushim that the Parnasa, you know, disguises itself in, as if it comes from the disguise and not from Shemayim. No? Branda Moshe is no levushim. There's no levushim. Everything is out of its mask. Everything's out of its guise. Right? Under Moshe Rabbeinu, you knew Hashem Elokim Eino Movado, and that's the end of the kedusha chamura that there is, you know, in Chumash, that, you know, you know, in halachas, that, you know, you can't sell Chumashim to take Nevi'im, right? You could sell Nevi'im to take Chumashim, you know, take Torah, you know, it's the Kedusha Chamura of the Chumash, right? Now, Torah Shebaal Peh, very interesting, is, you know, is the, you know, so that's the Chelek of Torah that goes into people, right? And that's the Hezber, right? That's the Hezber of Torah, right? You know, because we wouldn't be connected to the Torah, you know, to the Chumash without the Torah Shebaal Peh. There's not a single mitzvah that you could do correctly just out be Chumash alone. Even Bris Milah never says where to cut. No, really. Yeah, right. Yeah, field day with that, right? So, no, yeah, there's not a single mitzvah you could do without Torah Shebaal Peh, right? So Torah Shebaal Peh is indispensable in making the link between the Adam and the Torah. And that's the side, you know, you need both Torah Shebaal and Torah Shebaal Peh, that by Melchemes Amalek, you know, Ksov Zos Zikorum B'Sefer, Torah Shebaal Peh, V'Sim Ba'ozne Yoshua, Torah Shebaal Peh, right? That's Moshe Yeshua's beside Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Peh, relatively speaking. As, you know, Yoshua's the Talmud, and, you know, gets the Torah and spreads it amongst the people. Yeah, like, that's what it means, Umasor Yoshua, it's going on Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Kayadua, right? But these things, you know, especially Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Shebaal Peh, Besod Halacha L'Moshe Misina, it's all revealed, it's all clear, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you understand, you know, why Moshe, right? And that's why Moshe kicks off the whole discussion. Moshe Minatar Minayin, B'Shagam Basar, then it goes to Har Minatar Minayin, Mordechai Vesader, right? He's involved with Melchemes Amalek, and he's involved in Purim in a way that maybe we'll discuss in course of Shabbos. Where is Moshe now? Where is he when we need him? Yeah, where was he ever since the first Melchemes Amalek? But, you know, that's almost happy. It's the month that Moshe died. Because Moshe and the Hanhaga of Chumash and, you know, and Torah Shebaal Peh, which is, that's what dispels the, that's Ha'aras Panim, that it's the light that shines, no shadows when the light shines. There's no Hester. Amalek's got nowhere to stand, the boogeyman. Turn the lights on, the boogeyman's gone, right? That's the Hanhag under Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Hanhag of Chumash, and the Torah Shebaal Peh that goes hand in hand with the Chumash. Right? Megillas Esther, right, is the flip side of that. HaKadosh's name is not mentioned once. Not once. Huh? You think about that? It's crazy, right? And yet, Stam HaMelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? But God's name is not mentioned once. Not once. Right? And you could still read it if you were an apikoros, you know, you weren't guided by Jew. You could read it that the whole thing was one big coincidence. You know, we happen to have, you know, we had Ivanka, you know, over there, and, you know, and everything. Right? Right? So, all right. That's how you can read it. It's just, right? But that's the whole message of Megillah. That's the whole message of Megillah. The message of Megillah is that, you know, that Hester Parim, Stam HaMelech, right? You know, what we call politics. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hester, you know, you have no bigger Hester Parim than politics, believe me. You know, on their side, you know, on the other side, it's just, you have to choose between the senile and the socialist. Right? So, that's amazing. As I say, you can't make this up. It's got, this is Don Hug of Hester Bonin in action. Right? In action. And that's what the Megillah is. The Megillah is the supplement of what we learned, that Hester Bonin is Eich. Kulo Mehashem. Right? And that's the godless of Purim. To knock out the Yetzirah and the Sitracha on its own turf. To stand, you know, not to turn the lights on and all the shadows disappear. That's Ha'aras Panim. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's one side of it. Right? Then there's like to be in the Hester Panim and look it in the face, you know, have the mask on, right? And see, no, even here ain't no Mavad. And that's amazing. Chazal Meramis to it, you know, in Halacha, Megillah Daf Zayin, Megillah Tzricha Sirtut Ke'amita Shel Torah. It needs Sirtut like Amita Shel, like the Emes of Torah, because it's the other side of Emes. There's, you know, in the that pasuk called Atarei Sadas Ke'Hashem Elokim, right? know, that's the MS in the positive. And the pasuk ends off, ain od milvado, that's pur. That even when you're in a matzah where it looks like there's od, no, ain od milvado. And that's how, you know, the Megillah supplements the message of Chumash and the Torah Shebaal Peh. There's one is to say it in the positive of Aseh Tov, and one is the Sur Meira, of that looking the evil in the face and saying it's not evil, it's sheker. It's just an illusion. Right? And it's going back to the Eitz HaChaim, right? Just in the negative. That you're standing right in Tumah Central and right there, being mevatlet from the inside. Being mevatlet from the inside, right? Right? So just to bring this full circle, then we'll go back to Yom Kippur and Purim. Right? The Gemara says in the Dorim that Umole lochotu Yisrael lo nema chamisha chum shei Torah bovad v'sefer Yoshua mipnei erka sharetz Yisrael. If Am Yisrael had never been choyte, we wouldn't have had Nevi'im and Ksuvim. You know, it's our fault that we got to do this. You know, it's Shir Hashirim calls. That's our fault. It's our fault. We have no one else to blame except ourselves. You know, because as Gemara explains, Rov Chokhmah, Rov Kas, you know, we gave the Yetzirah more of a foothold, right? So the Nevi'im had to come and give us Musar. Right? You wouldn't have let him in, you wouldn't have needed the Musar, right? So the truth is that, you know, Wadram still holds, it's still temporarily, it's part of Yechi of Mikra, but you know, but the Gemara is very clear that the Tanakh could have been a lot shorter. It could have just been, Sefer Yoshua for pragmatic reads Erika Shatzor, how to divide the land, and Megillah. That's all we needed, right? It's our fault that we have Nevi'im Ksuvim because we let the Yetzirah in. So we needed the Musar as a countermeasure. We should have never let him in the first place, right? Right? And that he shouldn't be let in, but he really doesn't exist at all. That's the absolute message that you have in the positive in the Chumash, and in the negative you have that lesson from the Megillah. That everything that you call bad is hein hein gvurosav, hein hein norosav. Ad rabbis v'naf ochu. Right? So the Megillah comes to supplement, you know, to say the message in reverse, and on, you know, in a certain way on a higher level, that if a person is in it, still to say ein ol mevado, hein hein gvurosav, hein hein norosav. And that's what puts the Megillah on the same level as the Chumash, the absolute standard. And the Nevi'im Ksuvim is for a relativistic standard, which we created. It's kind of like the Eitz HaDaas all over again. We let the Eitz HaRa in, so we needed the Nevi'im Ksuvim for Musar as a countermeasure. But that's our fault. We shouldn't have let him in. The absolute standard that Ra is not real, that's the Chumash. That's the Megillah. And we're going to get back to that level of MS in Yemos HaMashiach. And that's why Nevi'im Ksuvim are going to be decommissioned. Right? So now this is the Indian of these two Chagim that we have. Yom Kippur and Purim. Of course, Purim is the Hecher one. It's Yom Kippurim. Right? These two Chagim are the 2 days of Bitul Hara. Totally. Where Ra doesn't exist. You know, Yom Kippur. You know, it's the day we're like angels. There's no Yetzirah. You know, one knows famous Gemara. Ha, Satan, Gematria 364. Yeah, 364. Ah, it's 365 days in the solar calendar. Says Gemara, there's one day he doesn't work. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Bitul Harad, but it's a day of Bitul Mitzad, Ha'oras Ponim. Right? And by no coincidence, that's the aspect of Matan Torah endured, Lucha Shnius. We got it on Yom Kippur. Right? It's Ha'oras Ponim. The Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. We break through all the illusions. Right? So Yom Kippur is Ein Od Milvado, right? And a day of Kulo Tov, Bili Ra Mitzad, Ha'oras Ponim. And it's Pesod the Kulo LaHashem, right? Purim is the opposite, that you go into Hester Ponim, and it's a day that you're mamish in Hester Ponim land. You do all the stuff that comes from non-hug of Hester Ponim, aside from wearing masks, Hester Ponim, but you eat your fresh, you're in it, I have no sympathy for a guy who has a Seder on Purim. He's missing the point. Now, you're not going to quote me on this, right? But, right? It's not the Avoda. Not to be without you, but the very Torah Duch the Suda, between the shots, because that's the Avoda of the Yom. You're mamish in it, and in it, you're saying Eino Movado. And that's why these are the two Chagim of Loss and Lovo, because these are the two Chagim of absolute truth, the absolute standard of Eino Movado. Yom Kippur mitzad the Haras Panim, and the Purim mitzad the Hester Panim. You get the message from both sides, not just from one side, from both sides, even from the other angle, even from his turf, seeing that he's not real. And that's seen of Megillah and Chamisha Chumshe Torah. That's seen of Yom Kippur and Purim, and how they supplement each other with Chetzel Lachem and Chetzel Lashem.
Even though Lassalav will be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but.